calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey. Please hold. Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will assist you. All agents are busy assisting other customers, but we're doing our best to answer your call as soon as we can. Please hold. Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will assist you. All agents are busy assisting other customers, but we're doing our best to answer your call as soon as we can. Please hold. Your call will be.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. My name is Jason. You're on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Dina. I'm reaching out from Family First in regards to a mutual patient. I was calling to get a hold of the service coordinator.
Okay. May I have the name of the participant you're calling about?
Yes, the first name is Derek, and the last name is Birdsong.
Okay, thank you. And do you have his date of birth?
Yes, the date of birth is 11/27/1962.
Okay, thank you. Give me one moment, please. Okay, do you also have Derek's home address?
Mm-hmm. The home address is 66 North Street in Easton, and the zip is 18102.
I'm sorry, what was the zip code one more time?
18102.
18042?
18102.
Okay. Appears to be different on our side. All right. You said in the beginning it was 66 North Locust.
Mm-hmm. Your the zip is different with you guys?
Yeah, it says 18042 for some reason.
Wrong. Pop with the patient.
Okay. We'll get that fixed. What's his best contact phone number? Do you have that?
Yes. The best phone number to contact would be we have 908-386-1083 as one.
Okay. Do you have a 646 number by any chance?
Let me check over here.
Take your time.
No, we don't have a 646 number. We just have that 908 number.
Okay. Do you have his Medicaid ID number by any chance?
Yes. Medicaid ID number is 8301-337-625.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you, Dina. You said you're calling from Family First, is
mm-hmm.
that right? Okay, give me 1 second here. Okay, is your first name spelled D-I-N-A?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you also have a good contact phone number, just in case?
Yes, that'll be 267-551. 7429.
Okay, great. And do you also have a tax or MPI by any chance?
Tax ID would be 8228435555.
I'm sorry, what was after the 84?
8228435555.
Okay. Sorry, the line cut out. I apologize for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and if you don't mind me asking, what was the call regarding?
We are just calling to request an authorization, as the member has expressed interest to switch over to our agency,
okay.
But we'll be ready by the 11th of August.
Okay, understood. Let me see if I can try to get a hold of the service coordinator right now. I'll be right back in just a minute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Please hold. Dina, I'm back. Thank you very much for holding. I appreciate your patience.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I did try to get a hold of the service coordinator, Alia, but she is currently at the moment on a phone call assistant participant right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'll do for you is I'll make mention to her that you need an authorization as soon as possible and
mm-hmm.
have her get on that as soon as she can for you.
Okay, great. Yeah, if you can mention to her that the start date would be for August 11th. So obviously we need to be sent before then, but yep.
Okay, sure. I might mention that. And aside from the authorization, was there anything else that you need help with?
No, that'll be all.
All right. So the service coordinator usually has at least 48 business hours to respond back, but I'm going to see if she can call you back sooner, and I'll put that in request for you as well.
Okay, thank you. And can I have the spelling of her first name?
Oh, yes, of course. Give me 1 second. It's A Y L A. And the last name is Smith, S M I T H.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I look forward to
her
email
address? I can give this to you as well if you want.
Yeah, I'll take that down.
Sure. Give me 1 second here. All right, so it would be her last name Smith. Her first initial A is an Alia. And then it's 121 at
mm-hmm.
upmc.edu.
UPMC dot what?
Yeah, I'm sorry. UPMC
mm-hmm.
dot EDU.
EDU. Okay.
Right, exactly.
All right, so I'll send her an email as well. Thank you.
Yep, and I'll get on this as well. I'll mention this to her by a message, and she should be getting back pretty soon. All right?
Okay, great. All right. Appreciate
all right,
your help.
Have a rest of your day. Oh, you're welcome.
You
anytime.
Bye.